everybody, to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the Republic of Texas Radio, and Alan and Steve will be with us in just a moment. Steve was having some technical issues. Alan, are you there already?
I am, Doc. Good morning, or good noon, I mean.
Yeah, I figured out this is the time slot where you bring on the guy that wrote a book about string. This is, nobody knows whether it's morning or afternoon.
Oh, Lordy.
Steve, whenever you're back, just grab the wheel. Anyway, we were talking a little bit before the show about Kavanaugh and all the craziness going on there. Alan, what's your take on all that?
Distraction. I say distraction. I call shenanigans.
Well, what do you think the main distraction from is?
Oh, like possibly his involvement in other things that he's during his career, like Vince Foster, things like that, that they don't want us knowing about this guy. So they bring up this stuff that we all agree is just really freaking irrelevant concerning what other presidents have been caught doing, et cetera, et cetera. Senators and congressmen being caught, you know, and tapping people's, you know, feet in the restroom, certain homosexual desires and such. It's all distraction. I mean, this is just keeping the news busy and keeping our minds occupied and keeping people talking about stuff that really has no relevance.
Can you imagine if Kavanaugh pulled a Ted Kennedy in his history and drove off a bridge with the girl in the car and left her there and came back later, and then she was already drowned? Oh, my God. They made Ted Kennedy almost a god and elected him for the next 40 years. Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and he didn't even almost single-handedly sink a carrier.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think they really missed the boat with Kavanaugh? This was a guy who learned from his father to keep kind of a journal. And so he kept a record of friends that he was with, places he went, and if he didn't make it and it was scheduled, he wrote it down or crossed it out.
Or so he says.
He had the book there, and they can prove with handwriting experts and ink experts if he did it last week or 30 years ago. So that's all been looked at. But they didn't count on that, I don't think.
Looked at by who, Doc?
Well, I guarantee you it's been looked at by good, bad, and indifferent already.
A congressional committee? Gee, that makes me feel good.
No, I'm not talking about a congressional committee, Alan. You have to be a little more open-minded than the congressional committee, because they play strictly by party lines, except for a couple of them that want more attention.
I am open-minded, Doc. That's why I don't let this stuff even begin to enter the realm of reality in my world. It's just all a freaking stage play.
Well, I think you're right about a lot of it, but watching him testify, he's not
a very good actor.
Well, I think he's part of the script.
I can do the same thing when I'm talking about
if I was Budweiser or somebody, I'd pick him up as a beer sponsor. I love that he kept talking about beer.
Kind of like Nikki Haley was like the IHOP waitress did. The IHOP waitress of the year. So I think is what Rince calls Nikki Haley. You know, it just
are you back, Steve?
I think so, but I'm not too sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound good. Here's the steering wheel. I wiped it off for you a little.
I know you're going down the road that I wanted to go down. Oh God, Alan, I'm used to that. That's why we have that covering on the. The seats, so you can just wipe it off.
I know. Every time Alan's coming over, you got to put the plastic on the couch.
Yeah. Well, Kavanaugh's an interesting subject, right? You know, when you look at it, it's definitely a subject. The most important thing that's happening in this world? Hell no. The greatest show on earth, I would really like to say it's definitely close. You know, Doc, okay, I called you up after the Kavanaugh hearings this week, and I just because I knew there was a possibility that you watched 2 days of that, drivel, that great show, the greatest show on earth, you know, and I'm kind of like my head swimming with all these, man, you know, she's a man, he's a man, and I could talk to you about it, right? But it's all it is just talking, and it's a distraction to me. That's where I kind of see it. Was it important to watch? I'm not too sure. But wasn't it entertaining? Oh, hell yeah, that was the greatest show on earth. I haven't seen a production with that production value since AMC, this company where, you know, they make movies, they have a cable network channel. They came out with a series called The Walking Dead. Now, The Walking Dead was, and I know a lot of you folks don't like listening to or watching television and stuff like this, but this zombie series, The Walking Dead, was a, well, landmark event in television production. You know, the way that they marketed the whole thing, the cast, you know, everything was perfect, right? They had post-game or post-show dialogue about what was going on in the show, and everybody was going like, well, what's happening next? Oh, the zombies are going to come in and they're going to do that. And we've got the same dang thing going here. We've got the cast of characters. They're all, you know, well, whatever the heck they are. Doc, when you watched that, you know, how seriously did you take it for the Kavanaugh hearings last week, the first 2 days? What did you think about them?
Well, it thoroughly convinced me that you couldn't tell a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats because they all go by the party line no matter what, except for a couple like Flake and there was somebody else. But it was definitely not worth watching very much of. I tuned in a couple of times because I figured it would come up on our shows. But it wasn't that it was entertaining for sure. Realistic, maybe to a point. I think they've ruined this man's reputation. I don't think all that was part of the script. I do think some of it's part of the script. And I do think Alan's right. There's probably some distraction, something going on behind the scenes that they wanted this to, you know, to mess up. But it influenced me enough that no matter what any of my other friends said who got me inspired to re-register to vote back when Trump ran, that I pulled my voter registration because I'm fed up. I decided I will vote by not voting.
Okay. Well, so you let it affected you, and I guess it affected me in some way too. But my effects are a little bit different. When I was watching these two characters go at it, right? He said, she said, and it's more like they said versus they said, because all we've got is Kavanaugh, right? He's this great judge, and he's done all this stuff, and pure as the snow, right? All sorts of, everybody loves him. His best friend, what's his name? Judge. Was it Matt Judge? He's made a good deal of money off of writing books about his party life when he was a kid. And those are the, supposedly the times that he was supposed to be hanging out with Kavanaugh, too. But from what I saw, those two went into it as both a couple little party hard people from, you know, the when they're teens. And it's in there, and Kavanaugh's telling you, no, I didn't do anything. You know, I like beer. Right, okay, he flip-flopped. But I never had an impression that they were pure as snow. They actually reminded me of, God, what was her name? Stories Arizona Wilder used to tell us, right, when David Icke was interviewing her about entrance into what we call, the Illuminati or the deep state or something like that, and how you'd sit there and go ahead, go party. Once we get stuff on you, you know, then we can trust you. And so this is a point where Kavanaugh is in his life. He's late in his career. Well, mid-career, right? He's pretty young still. And he's becoming some super judge. And you're going like, so you followed the company line. And what about Christine Blasey Ford, right? Oh, yeah, no. She was important. You know, she was one of 64 girls to go to this exclusive all-girls club that was renowned for drinking. Huh. Okay, good deal. And she's a poor girl, right? She's been traumatized for 35 years. and she can't fly, but she does fly, so she's been getting over her fear of flying. Alan, it really doesn't smell very good, and I haven't even hit all the bullet points to make it smell bad.
No, I'll have to agree. Like I said, this guy's going to be there for, what, 40 years? You know, if he gets in, I don't know, have you ever been around anyone, known anyone who's like a federal, you know, a judge position like that? These are politicians. What have you learned about politicians? They say something. What they do behind the scenes is completely freaking different. I'm sorry to be so negative, so pessimistic, but I've watched the process over my life. When I found out what was going on, I started connecting dots, going, wow, that's back in the 70s when they did this, passed this bill. That allowed them to do this in the 90s. Now they're doing this crap to us. You see the progression of it, and nothing is for the good. These people are in it for themselves, and that's all I can say. It's just we've allowed it to get way out of hand, and it's irreversible as far as I'm concerned. I hate to say that, it's not going to be pretty what happens, but in history, even the crap that they taught us, if you believe any of it, you know, even what they taught us, you know, it shows that it never ends pretty. Sorry,
Alan. A couple days before Christine Blasey Ford, you know, came onto the scene, Benjamin Fulford put out a little statement that as soon as Kavanaugh gets put into position, that a whole bunch of, you know, what the hell, there's
going to
be a whole bunch of arrests. No, there's going to be a whole bunch of people arrested. And this was the very first position. Once Kavanaugh's in there, now we have the horsepower to redo the whole thing. And so Trump is going to come along and go, boom, okay, here you go. Here's your free country, folks. But then what happens? Christina Blasey Ford, you know, she shows up on the scene and everybody's sitting there going, well, we're going to have to listen to this stuff. And they're here, postpone a week. Here we go. We got another week coming up, folks. It's going to be what? But see, why are we even talking about this? And I asked myself that question all week, you know, well, since Thursday or Friday when I changed my mind on what we were going to cover this week. And I said, we do need to cover this.
This week, while they're doing the FBI investigation this week, I guarantee you, Fluffy the cat will get stuck in another storm drain, that damn cat. And it'll be off into the some other topic, because that's what the news will push. We'll just see.
I don't know. I think they have enough ratings right now. I think they're still on a peak. So, you know, they're going to keep on. They haven't distracted people. There's been a lot of strange things that have happened. But have they been talking about them? No. Well, kind of. You know, I mean, you can hear it. Michael Savage came across, what was it? I got this record and I'll find it really quick. Michael Savage comes out 3 days ago, right? So who is Michael Savage, right? So he's a talk show guy on traditional radio. He has a research staff, and he does whatever the heck he does, and he doesn't work one-man band like most of us here at Republic Broadcasting. But he Twitter tweets, and he goes out there, and he said, is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? And you go, what? Oh, okay, I'll bite. And then he says, well, who is Dr. Blasey Ford? Well, besides being a professor at the off-brand university, now the off-brand university is actually Sophia University in Stanford, California. And they it's a private company. So, and continuing his tweet, it says it works at a major university down the street from Palo Alto, and that one is Sophia University, and she just so happened to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University. Oh, okay, yeah, that was the Christina Blasey Ford we saw testifying, right? She was weak, demure, she acted like a 14, 13-year-old kid. Okay, that's okay, we got it. She was under a lot of stress testifying, right? And so it was making her flashback. But look, Christina Blasey, Ford's brother, and this is according to this guy Savage, right? I'll just read the tweet. Ralph III used to work for the international law firm of Baker and Holstein, the firm created Fusion GPS. The company who wrote the Russian dossier, they later admitted that it was only a collection of interviews. Okay, so her brother, right, was involved with writing the dossier. Now, that's just a random coincidence, right? And the FBI has been researching Donald Trump and his collusion to the Russians based on Christina Ford. Really? Is that what they're going to do? And this is coming from one of their major output channels, you know, Michael Savage, right? So once you hit Michael Savage, all these people will start echoing it. And he just asked the question, is Dr. Ford deeply tied to the CIA? And asked for some clarification. You know, did you guys hear about this? You know I've been kind of scouring, looking for this kind of information. Doc, did you hear that one?
Yes, and there's so many ties with the lawyers helping Ford that are unbelievable. And in fact, the one lawyer worked helping Al Franken when he got that he realized that he went into attack mode, and then somebody turned the camera on him and they found something in his closet. And she said, but it shouldn't affect anything about him being a senator now, because that was many years ago when he wasn't. So she's twisted her little story. You know, the greatest farce to me about all this is, number one, there should never be a taxpayer job, public servant, that you are appointed to for life. Ever.
Agreed. No.
It's called a dictator.
Yeah, and we see this game go on all the time. And Dianne Feinstein, she goes, oh, you know, because, well, let's do the Kavanaugh-Feinstein thing, right? So Kavanaugh, and part of this latest play, this latest entry into whatever, Kabuki theater, he comes out and he says, well, this is you guys. You set this all up. You sat on it since July, and you're using it as a witch hunt to stop this, right? And then she comes out and says, well, he called it. It's a conspiracy theory. Oh, no, dude. You guys always do this, right? The Democrats, we get to put somebody into this lifetime position that, like Doc says, shouldn't exist. You know, the Republicans get to put somebody in, you know, this lifetime position that shouldn't exist. And this time, they're feeling the pain because the Democrats can't actually get somebody in to bolster their positions or whatever. Maybe that's even the, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the dang game again. It really doesn't matter. But it is in play. And it is the greatest show on earth. It does remind me a lot like The Walking Dead in its production value, down to Christina Blasey Ford and the Coca-Cola bottle. I'm just waiting for the significance of the Coca-Cola bottle, right? You don't have that kind of product placement ever come up in these things. And why did it come up on that time? I don't know. Maybe you see that's one of those little hooks that we're going to have to find out about later as we go on. But I guess I'm digressing.
I heard someone describe this whole process the other night as trying to watch a ping pong match, trying to follow a ping pong ball. It's just back and forth, ping, ping, pop, pop, ping. Trump does this, Trump does that. It's just back and forth, and they keep everyone just so confused that it's easy for them to do things to us.
Yeah. I don't know. They sure made an interesting show. You know, there was one of those big, high-rated events. And, Alan, I don't really think they're going to do another, I don't know. There's probably not going to be a big distraction next week. Just more Ford and Kaepernick. Not Kaepernick. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training and fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I didn't know if we told you this yet. I wasn't with the opening of the show. I'm having kind of some technical difficulties, but it is Sunday, September 30th, 2018, and this is Republic of Texas Radio. We do have a chat room. It's out there, republicoftexas.chattango.com. We got a handful of people in there, and, well, we'll be free. Wanted to make sure that we all remembered that she is employed with, this girl works, right? You know, she works at two different universities, and she's also employed with the pharmaceutical companies that does RU486, I believe is the actual drug. And she has multiple degrees in psychology. And Alex Jones lets us know that, well, she's not actually a psychologist. And he says that, I'm not going to put words in Alex Jones' mouth. That's just been done so much. But he did point out an interesting fact that it used to state on the Stanford University webpage that she was a psychologist, and then they took that down right after her testimony and said she's a research assistant. So, does that mean anything, the difference between a psychologist and a research assistant, Doc? What's the difference, you know? Anything? You're a doctor.
I would say absolutely nothing, because most psychologists are involved in research. That's why they do it. So that makes no sense. You know, you brought up a great point earlier. This used to be, maybe in theory at the beginning of this nation, a Supreme Court that only decided if something was constitutional or not. Today, It is so ridiculous that if you get a Republican conservative, then he's always going to rule that way. And if you get a liberal Democratic judge, he's going to always rule that way. So it's not about anything anymore. And as wasted as it is, they probably should abolish it and start over because it serves no purpose anymore. If your party's
they are
got
not supposed to be making law in the first place. That is a
right.
responsibility of another body.
Right. They're supposed to decide if something brought before them is constitutional or not. Yes or no. That's it. And they've made themselves gods.
But, Doc, again, we're fighting the whole your perception of their the quality of work that they're doing and our perception of that. Right? Maybe our perception of that. First of all, it's worked really good for the corporate United States of America to have a Supreme Court to manage all of us down here, right? Because it's top-down management structure and we're not involved. We're not invited. So for you to say that it's not working, I'd argue that it is working and that you don't like what it's doing because you don't know its true goals.
It's a matter of perspective, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is not working the way we were initially told it would be. It is working wonderful. If you're a corrupt, evil bunch of people that want to be in power and have everything go your way, but it's not a Supreme Court. And, you know, I've said this many times, there is no excuse in this nation that a judge walks into a courtroom and people say, all rise, his honorable whatever. He should
What about not only having a position for life, but being able to decide which cases you want to hear?
Oh, yeah, I love that. The Supreme Court today announced that it won't hear a case on this because, you know, They really didn't like their lunch and their tummies were upset.
Or it more than likely it would hurt their income from that corporate profit.
Man, I just wonder where the Russian collusion investigation is. I haven't heard anything about that in 2 weeks. You know,
I'm working on that right now, and they're going to pay me in vodka.
They got me so confused. Hell, when Doc started the show, I was thinking, damn, is this Wednesday?
Yeah, I know, I thought I was onto something pretty important when my Skype wouldn't work, my phone wouldn't work, and eventually we got it, but that's just technology. Anyways, hey, that's a great segue. We're about to hit a break. Doc, you'll like this. The Republic Broadcasting store is expanding. He's actually added some new products and so forth. And, you know, that's one thing you always keep telling me, Doc, that there should be more stuff in the store and it should be populated. And I keep going, yeah, it's been done. It will be done again. There's got to be reasons. But they've got some new, it's not freeze-dried, it's canned meats. That got me curious. I heard John, the guy, JR was on. He was talking about his canned meats and how his canned meats are a little bit different than everybody else's canned meats. I'm going to have to go ahead and, I don't know. I was thinking about buying a case of that, but man, I'd like to try them. I really would. So I'm going to try to figure out a way that I can buy not a whole case, but a can. We'll figure that out. But the store, go to republicbroadcasting.com. They are adding things, and I'm sure that there's reasons why we don't have Republic Broadcasting t-shirts available. Or, you know, remember those business cards, Alan? And the coffee mugs. Oh, that was great. I could sit there and take my coffee mug and leave it at all different customers' job sites. And I just say, okay, I'm putting this Republic Broadcasting mug over here, and it'd sit for a week or two. Hey, Steve, we've got your mug. Oh, great. Go pick it up. So it's an interesting way to talk about stuff. But I thought that was good. It's like, oh, I know, I'm sneaky that way. Sneaky leaving a cup. I don't know. But no shirts yet, Doc. I'm sorry. No business cards.
Well, you know, I did the thing with our show using the knives, and it went over so fabulous. Everybody did it, and it was a great investment, and I got plenty of people paying attention, and they liked the knives, so it went over really well. So that kind of stuff does work.
Okay, well, here we go, folks. Let's do the break, and we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, Republic of Texas Radio. So we've been talking a lot about the Kavanaugh hearings, and we're probably going to keep going on that. I was just talking a little bit about the store and how we're adding stuff. We have, like, new canned meat, and I want to try it. And here's something. I want you all to think about it. I'm not going to pin anybody against the wall. We have a chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. And you can go over there. I throw links in there occasionally. There's always somebody there, you know, and they're always kind of on topic. And let's see, there was a few things, of course. You know, the courts are supposed to apply, not make the law. That's just according to you, Art, and you want to go by the Constitution. Remember, they do not do the Constitution. Haven't for a long time. So they can do whatever they want, and, you know, I know you get that, too. But here, I want to do this. Next week, we'll finish this off. I'd like to try the canned meat from the store. So here's my proposal. I got $20. You know, I'll ask you, Doc, and I'll ask you, Alan, if you got $20, that's $60 that we'd have right now, right? All we need is like five other people or six, and plus we'll cover shipping, and we can buy ourselves one of those cases and distribute it between, you know, all of us, and we'll try this new special meat and see if we like it. I think it might be fun, but we'll decide if it's fun or stupid next week. We do got a caller. But before we go to the phone lines, I just want to open it up to Alan in case I forgot something.
No, I'm confused as usual. So just let's who's our caller here?
Mr. Pat in Texas. Are you?
Yes. on the Kavanaugh here, you guys have done a real good job there. I just can't believe that the Republicans are acting like they're taken aback by her suffering. You know, what I can't understand is why would somebody have a PhD in psychology not know what a polygraph is? And they don't like them, I hear. And they know how to, they, you know, to pass one. But anyway, another thing, too, why would somebody in psychology be doing medical research? That was a real red flag to me. Real red flag.
Huh? You know, she might not even be doing any work, because that's kind of where you get with these kind of things. And there's lots of pointing towards her as being just a, well, you know, it's just she has three jobs. Right, she works at the pharmaceutical company. She works at Stanford. She works at Sophia. Right, is that Sophia like kind of the Nag Hammadi scriptures? Is that is there some kind of mythological story about Sophia that I'm missing here? I'll have to take a look into that. But yeah, so check this out. So your Republicans are all being demonized, right? And so we have the Open Society Foundation confronts Flack in an elevator, right? So a Soros organization worker, right, or a member, I guess it is able to get into the hearing and changes it and now makes it so there has to be. How many times did Soros come up in this whole thing? It kind of started with it. One of the lawyers or Soros. I mean, it's damn interesting, but I don't know, Pat. It is all crazy, right? We're not just crazy.
There's something going on that I'm not really happy with right now. Her husband works for something called Zosona Pharma. And okay. They have a new product that they just suddenly this month, September, I believe it's on the market, and they're trying to raise funds for this great product, and maybe Johnson & Johnson has tuned into it, their stock went up like 247%, so I'm wondering if she's not out there for that company, just to call it to it, and I'd like other people to look. There's a lot of crap going on out there. I hate to use that word, but it's devilish. And I don't want to put words in the woman's mouth, but anybody don't know the polygraph, come on. So,
oh, God.
It's an act.
You know,
why is it an act? Why did she do this?
It would make a great comedy if it wasn't so serious.
Well, if she gets all this attention, her husband's company will get the attention. It's not he'd have known it. But they've been working on a thing where they can give you an injection of pain medication. You know, everybody out here, Polypharma, got a little pain. Oh, hurry.
It
works for 2 hours versus everybody else. It's maybe overnight or whatever. And it doesn't leave any needle marks. Isn't that all interesting? Who's scared of needles but men getting giving blood with a big needle? I mean, why would that be important to them? I think we need somebody. There's something
the thing
called.
Is, Pat, the thing is, Pat, you know, we don't even know if this lobby. Whole thing started with her. You know, when she first was approached about attacking Kavanaugh, right? And I'm doing the conspiracy theory here. I'm making this stuff up from this seat right here. This is the way the play could have started. You know, hey, Ford, hey, I got a job for you. And in return, we're going to take care of your husband's stock. And what I need you to do is, you know, get ready because you're going to go in front of the Supreme Court. And you're going to sit here and you're going to give this story and you're going to act like a little girl. You have to act like a little girl. And then we're going to make you into this big victim. And you're going to be a victim for a while. You're going to be a hero to a lot. You'll have a book tour. You're going to have, you'll be able to go around the whole United Nations, women's rights, and do all sorts of stuff. You will be a star, right? And she goes, oh, well, my beach friends and me will go have fun.
We're talking about a narcissist wet dream. I mean, being on the worldwide stage for even a short amount of time, that's a narcissist's dream. I mean, that's what most of these people are anyway.
What I want to know is what's the connection between them and UK, Coventry, UK? It doesn't make any sense at all. And things that come up give me a really eerie feeling because there's stuff going on out there that you guys probably don't know about, but I don't want to get into it right now. But anyway, it might be a good product. I don't know, but they intended it's that's their first product is this one that will stop your headache, migraine headache, and 2 hours.
Thalidomide did that back in the '60s. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would be, and I'm not going to run this company down because it may be a good thing, because this is their first product. They hope to do that with a lot more of them. And now, what's old Trump doing? He's trying to cut down on the polypharma stuff going on out there. You know, the dope. That's what I call it, you know.
Why didn't he stop the CIA from importing all of it then?
Oh, I don't know about all that, but from Canada you can get stuff a lot cheaper. I think I don't know. I'm not into all that because I just take a blood pressure pill once in a while. But I thought that was kind of weird that all of that stuff, all of this came up so quickly. Even though Dianne Feinstein has been holding the letter since July, she had plenty of time to pick that lawyer. Pick the lawyer, and then, you know, the lawyer has to say, tell her that he's working pro bono, because the question was, who's paying for all this, right?
She doesn't know. You know, she was told this was all expense paid, you know. I think her first sponsor is really Coke, you know, Coca-Cola, first sponsor. For sure. Maybe she's going to be the spokesperson for the first Coca-Cola pot drink that gets made legal in California.
I'd love to give the world some dope and keep it company. Yeah.
You're doing. You're doing more than I'm doing. I just got into it. I was sick. I had a pain, but you know what? I got rid of it on my own. I had a bad tooth, really bad. And so I know what pain is, but there's no way that I would let somebody that I don't trust anymore, and that lady's husband, give me something for pain. So I'm just saying, I'm giving them. Actually, I didn't want to tell this myself because I hadn't heard nobody else said, because I don't want to give them all the polypharma people. Oh, great! This is wonderful. We can all get high real quick, and there won't be no needle marks and nothing or whatever. Mm. You know that. I worry about something like that.
We'll just have to keep our eyes glued and see what happens because, you know, like you say, the stock's going up and it's changing. We've got another week, probably 2 weeks of this. You know, they got good ratings though, Pat. You know, I got another call. I'm going to go to that here in a second. But the show has great ratings.
I don't have TV. I'm going back and picking out what I want to hear on YouTube. And I do want to say that Ted Cruz asked questions that you would ask a Supreme Court. You know, and now he may have had them all memorized, but I don't think Ted Cruz went along with it. But that's what he's there for, a Supreme Court judge. And that's what we want to know. What would you think? What do you think? And that's when he lit up. I mean, I'm not particularly for the guy. I don't want a guy that drinks. I don't know what a Supreme Court judge might be doing, drinking somewhere and go somewhere and then end up dead, like somebody another Alito. You know, I don't.
Hey, Pat, I got to we got to run. But I'll tell you what, historically, there are a lot of judges that drink an awful lot of alcohol. You know, that's like...
Well, America that's almost like a positive to America, unfortunately. But I know... But I know that I knew in the 70s that these university people with a name are doing fake... And Al Whitney has told it and told us she's good about it. She's done that really good. And other people, they have faked all these things to get FDA approval on stuff. And this one here is right up front. It says, we don't know what it'll do. We don't take no responsibility for anything. But, you know, that I just don't see a psychologist doing medical research.
So there. Hey, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it, Pat. You know,
thank
before
you,
we move on to Chris, I heard you trying to break in there, Doc. We'll give you a few minutes before we jump off to the next call. What do you got going?
Well, I'm glad I drink, because if I didn't drink, these crazy politicians would have drove me to drinking. You know, and I have one thought. Do they really think the American people are as stupid as they make us out to be? And also, I'm available for that judge job. I drink, and I don't have a perfect record. I've sinned and made mistakes, and they could wear the FBI out checking what you did when you were growing up. But I'll take that job.
You would have to become an evil bastard pedophile, though, Doc.
Yeah, well, but
I don't see that in your character.
I can spell Constitution and everything.
But you don't need to spell Constitution, because we don't live under the Constitution. That's been subverted. Okay, Chris in Las Vegas, tell me we live under the Constitution, or just tell me what you want to talk about, man.
Oh, well, Steve, this is such a target-rich environment. So many songs come to mind listening to this diatribe. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Commander Cody, my daddy said, son, if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln, you're going to drive me to drinking. It just goes on and on. But I was in my own Judge Kavanaugh-like trial this last week on the 26th, Wednesday. My former bride was trying to get an emergency TRO extension, which had expired back in January, and claiming that I was harassing her, stalking her three times in the same three lines, and so on and so forth, and also claiming that I was trying to get my guns back since that false felony had been dismissed. Well, I pointed out in my opposition averment brief, refuting all her false allegations and being suborned to commit felony perjury by her buddies at the FBI, the Southern Nevada Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, and so on and so forth, to alleviate their liability, culpability, and suitability. I put in there that she had no first-party competent knowledge whatsoever of my trying to get the guns that back. So who or where did she get that so-called knowledge? And the judge asked her, she says, where did you discover that your husband was trying to get his guns back, Ms. Harkin? He says, well, the FBI called me up and told me he was, and suggested I get file this emergency extension for temporary restraining order. She says, Ms. Harkin, your husband was not stalking you. He was not harassing you. And if the FBI wants to figure out some way to keep him from getting his guns back, they're going to have to figure it out on their own, because this court's not going to be involved. and we're not going to award you your extension of restraining order today, and we're going to fine for the adversary. That was me, supposedly.
Wow. Wow.
Interesting. Well, that was a quite a, well, what's up with, did he give you your guns? But it wasn't about you getting your guns. How do you,
oh, well,
does she claim that that's her property?
No, she hadn't claimed that. Well, in fact, whenever she said that the FBI called her, I hear music, I'll tell you after the break.
Yeah, we'll do it after the break. We also need to squeeze Art in, so we'll do it really quickly. Only got an hour, guys. We'll be right back, Republic of Texas Radio. Like you said.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. We've got a few minutes left. We got Chris out of Vegas. I just asked him a question about, you know, long backstory, folks. They came, they took everything, they threw Art in a loony bin and found him not loony, but they took his guns. Where did the guns end up going? Oh, what happened with that? Yeah, I'm sorry, we didn't have much time. We got a couple minutes, and I want to get to Art, too.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. What she said, my former bride, who now has towhead blonde like she had when she was a child, hair to cover up the gray, she said somebody from the FBI, she's, and the judge, well, who? And she says, well, I can't remember the name right now. I'm so confused and upset. Well, I think the name was either Kenneth Meade, the imposter FBI agent from Metro, or Matthew Schaefer from the FBI here locally, who was the one who originally false arrested me and gaslighted me at the FBI on December 20th of 2016. So I could have offered some names, but I didn't get the opportunity. They didn't want me to speak in court because my opposition affidavit had so much incriminating evidence in it, they were afraid of me speaking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I bet you wish you were at the crap table instead of court that day, huh? Because your luck was with you.
Well, yeah, the Creator was in there in Psalms 9:1-1 and Matthew 10:19, so I was well prepared, and I had two court watchers with me to ensure the accuracy of the court and the lawful proceedings, and that didn't hurt things either, but it was quite a little soiree.
Hey, thanks for your call, Chris. I'm going to jump to Art before we lose the music. Art, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, you know, the lady a little while ago was absolutely correct on the polygraph. I've had to take polygraphs before for jobs, and I'm here to tell you, you always know before it starts, you know whether or not it's being recorded, and you know who's paying for it. So that right there was an outright lie. She also said, and this was the real big one for me, was that she's terrified of flying, and that's why she was hoping that Congress members would come to her so she wouldn't have to fly. But because they couldn't come to her, it was the encouragement of friends that helped her to muster the courage to get on a plane and fly to D.C. But then she turns right around and says she flies to Jersey every year to meet family. Hold on a damn second. You're terrified to fly, but yet you fly every year to Jersey to see your family, and then you fly back. Let me tell you something, folks. I'm 55 years old. All right, I'll be 56 soon. I was on a plane once at the age of 17 when they flew me from Fort Jackson, South Carolina to Fort Knox, Kentucky to do basic training. I learned then that I have a serious aversion to heights. I have not been on a plane since. Okay? Don't hand me this line of crap. Now, I don't know how it's said in Latin, but there's an old Latin phrase that says if you lie one time, everything from that point on must be considered a possible lie. This woman, I sat down, I took notes through her entire testimony, and if I was a prosecutor, I could tear her apart. She was so full of contradictions and lies, and the real big one for me was when she talked about how she saw, Mark Judge, at the store where he worked. She was friendly to him. I'm sorry, anybody who's involved in your rape, the next time you see him, they're not going to be friendly.
No, not at all. It's all lies, folks. It's all lies. Hey, thanks for your call, Art. Yes, talk to you guys next week. Republic of Texas Radio. Farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.